The planned vote on the Kamak's First Nations Treaty is allowed to proceed, after a BC Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the nation in regard to an injunction filed by the chief of the Wiwaikum Nation. The court has ruled in favor of Komak's First Nation in regard to the injunction filed by Wiwaikum Chief Chris Roberts and member Nancy Henderson on behalf of the would-be Salmon River Band, a release from KFN says. The KFN treaty vote is allowed to proceed. Justice Lindsay LeBlanc made the decision on Friday. The Ligildak's hereditary chiefs were demanding an immediate halt to the Komak's treaty ratification vote set for Saturday, March 8. Calling it unlawful and an attempt to rewrite history and lay claim to Ligildak's lands and resources. The Ligildak's chiefs say the land at the mouth of the Salmon River, home to the Wallet-Sama people and part of the Oyster River Boundary Agreement, was designated a federal Indian reserve for the Kamak's nation in 1940 after the Wallet-Sama amalgamated with the Komaks. The hereditary chiefs say during previous treaty discussions with the Kamaks, there was a mutual agreement to honor the Oyster River as a territorial boundary. The Kamaks said in a statement Thursday, March 6, that Wiwaikum elected Chief Chris Roberts filed an injunction to stop Saturday's ratification vote. However, Komaks says this injunction is based on misinformation and interferes with their democratic process and their right to self-determination. The vote will proceed on Saturday, March 8. With files from Robin Grant.